What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode of Enough About Me is brought to you by our great friends at Milton's. At Milton's, you'll be as comfortable in our stores as you'll be in our clothes. South Shore Plaza, Braintree, and Chestnut Hill Square, Chestnut Hill. Thanks also to Casper for supporting Enough About Me. Casper is a sleep brand that continues to revolutionize its line of product to create an exceptionally comfortable sleep experience. One night at a time, you get $50 off any mattress purchase by visiting casper.com/Kirk and using promo code Kirk, K-I-R-K, dummies, at checkout. All right, enough about me. Emergency podcast. It's we're taping this on Monday, the 20th of November. A couple weeks ago, I did the Brocast with Adam and Ryan Minahan. In a way, I've got my older brother and my younger brother in today as well. And when there's problems in the family, I like to solve problems. I am not here. I don't want any screaming. I don't want any yelling. I want to come to a resolution. Rob Bradford makes his debut on the Enough About Me podcast. I thought I would be on the Bradfo show before.
You were.
When?
You were. We talked about John Lester about 3 years ago.
Okay.
It's yeah, good. Who could forget
different
that?
Different version of the Bradford
yes.
show.
Yes.
Yes. We rebooted on this. I thought it was going to be on 20 minutes of silence, honestly.
And Mike Manansky makes his debut on the Enough About Me podcast.
Again, not true. I've co-hosted for you
nobody
when you
wants,
were out.
Nobody wants
Bob
to talk
Neumeier
about
spot was excellent.
That never happened.
And I did a Q&A with you as well.
That's like when Chris Benoit was the champion and he killed his family and they got rid of it. That's similar to the Bob Neumeier
I don't
podcast,
get the wrestling reference at all.
Is Ken Laird is in here as well. Another central character, by the way, in this palace intrigue.
so we only had 4 mics.
Let us get to the problem in hand with the plum de l'eau, as they would say.
First of all, are those notes?
Hold on.
I didn't know there was going to be notes.
It's not the Bradfo show. You're not surrounded by sycophants today.
Okay.
All sycophants.
Well, that's we can argue that.
All sycophants now have left the room. Ken Laird is gone. We are on our own. I'm going to stay out of the way, much like the late Gwen Ifill when she would do the vice presidential debates. I am staying out of the way. I will just set it up for the people listening right now. There's a show, as everybody knows, the Hot Stove Show. The first voice you ever heard in the Hot Stove Show was Kirk Minahan's in 2011, right? Or 12?
Yep.
11?
12.
12.
12.
So I feel like it's, you know, I still feel like a lot of ways the overlord. I like to keep an eye on him. So when there's problems on the Hot Stove Show, like there are between Mutt and Rob, and I can sense the tension in the room, which I don't like. I am in no way aroused by this tension. I want to get rid of it. I want to get to the bottom of it, diffuse it, and make the Hot Stove Show better so the station can be better. Hot Stove Show could be heard once a week. That's on Wednesday night at 8 o'clock. Prime real
yep,
estate.
Right for now.
Yep. Makes sense. Mike Manansky is here. He has a mustache. He has a shirt from our office.
I do.
And he has an orange. No, what you told me you were going to have.
I told you I was working on the notes this weekend.
On the notes as we spoke.
This is only going to happen once. Rob's going to
hold on.
Deflect and
hold
pivot,
on.
So on.
Shut up. Multiple times over the weekend, Mutt and I talked. He was all fired up. Rob is going to pretend like he doesn't care, but yet he did an hour and a half podcast on it, which means he cares. So let's
talk about Shohei Ohtani.
Let's get down to it right now. Nuts and bolts. What is the issue right now between you two and the Hot Stove Show? We flipped the coin before it started. Mike Benanza goes first.
Not the coin. I had no issue until the Bradfo Show was posted.
Mike, by the way, looks like in the movie Milk, he looks like one of the extras, like applauding when Milk gets elected, when Harvey Milk gets elected. The mustache is very strange. But go ahead.
I had no issue at all until the Bradfo Show podcast. Why are you see? He's
well,
just
that's not
much serious. He came in. I will say this. He came in. I was sitting in the
what today?
The Scott McLaughlin office. Mike comes in. I say, "Hello, Michael." He's like, "You're such an asshole."
Oh, okay.
I'm here 4 hours early to do this.
Oh, you don't care. Like, you're going to go to the gym.
Yeah, I do. Yes, I care today.
Are we going to fight or not fight? What are we doing? Let's get down.
My issue is that Rob lied. It's an hour and a half podcast, and he lied.
Okay.
You're saying that I'm...
Let's hear the lies. Go ahead.
The big lie is that I'm not committed to the Hot Stove Show.
Like I never said that.
I'm not... How about this? I'm not into the Hot Stove Show.
You don't want to do it.
Not true. If it's in my time slot, in 6 to 10 at night, I want to host the show. And let's get this out of the way. If it airs during 6 to 10, I'm going to host the show. No one else is going to host the show.
Right.
Not Ken, not you, not Tomasi.
Well, you already responded to Rob 10, said... May I for a minute?
I'm going to host the show.
Fine. Rob said in the podcast, which I listened to, I encourage everybody to listen to that.
Thank you.
Rob said that he threw out some ideas. Why doesn't somebody else host the Hot Stove
Show? He certainly did.
Ken Laird.
At 9 o'clock.
Or Rob. Well, 9 o'clock is during Mutt's show, though.
Right. Still during Mutt's
show. But he can be judged till 9. Like, isn't that part of the deal?
Who's going to do that?
No.
What? What do you mean he's going to be judged?
Well, why do we have to judge from 9 to 10?
But you mean
because my ratings are 6 to 10 o'clock at night, Rob.
This is what I keep hearing. I'm judged on this time slot.
You are.
He said
you
that.
You are. That counts towards my ratings, okay. Right? 6 to 10 o'clock.
Are you bonused?
Yes, I am bonused.
Okay.
Then
you're welcome for that.
I am
awesome
bonused.
Hour.
Yes, excellent. I'm sure you guys do very, very well.
So you get two
as
gift cards
it is right
if
now.
You're number one, and one gift
I
card
get,
if you're
like,
number two.
Just like you do for bonuses. If I hit those bonuses,
oh,
I get
okay.
cash.
Serious
money.
I like this.
Okay. So right now during the football season, you know how many hours I have? 20 hours a week, right? I'm on for 60% of that.
If you go over, if you go to 21,
these
do you get
guys
penalized
again. See, this is where you can't do this with Rob. I told you this was going to happen. Rob would deflect and pivot.
Well, what's
happening? Wacky, shitty Rob, and this is we're already getting it 5 minutes.
Right, go ahead.
I'm only on the air for 60% of my rated hours during the fall because of football and my affiliation with the morning show.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to take one of those 12 hours I'm on and let someone else host. I'm not Mike Adams. They told Mike Adams, you're off at 6 o'clock from now on, months in. He said, oh, you're still going to pay me? Fine, I don't care. I'm not going to get out of the way so you or Ken or somebody else can host a show during my hours.
That
now, if the show's not there,
reasonable to
if
me.
The show's yep. not there, then fine. You want to have someone else host
okay.
it. Management wants someone
okay,
else host
we're
it.
Making some
that's
progress.
Fine.
Does that seem reasonable
but
to you?
That's not the big lie, though. The big lie is that
hold
I'm not
on,
into
on,
the
hold,
show.
Hold,
go
hold,
listen
hold,
to two hold, first fucking shows, and
hold,
I'm very
hold
into
on,
the show.
Hold on.
He's the lazy guy who shows up with nothing for two straight
okay,
shows.
Okay. We can get a chance of volley on that. One second. Would you agree that the you know where Mutt's coming from in that?
Yeah, I absolutely do. Okay, so, I think, no, hold on, so, one second.
Go ahead.
So I would say I agree with that. I mean, this is your time slot. This is your show. This is, you should, especially if you're being bonused on that from 6 to 10 or whatever it is.
That's my contract.
Okay, then great. That's fine. So I think the misconception or misperception here is that I had said, let's do the Hot Stove Show. Let's do the Hot Stove Show. And it must be at 8 o'clock. It must be during Mutt's time slot. Not one single time have I ever said that. My biggest problem is, Mutt, and I don't disagree that should be your show. But the problem is that you say you don't want to do that. You actually do want to do the show.
I don't want to do the show you want to do.
No. So, okay. So, that's fine. I mean, that's fine that you don't want to do that way. Okay. I don't think that you don't want to do that hour at all. I mean, I think that if you had your choice, and correct me if I'm wrong, you would rather continue the conversation of what you're doing from 6 to 10, right?
It's
you would
not want... It's in a weird spot.
Yes. No,
I can
no.
do the show.
So, okay. So,
it's
yes,
not a
yes,
bad,
yes,
shitty
guest yes,
in the middle
yes,
of the show.
Yes or no? Do you want... Would you rather just do your show continuously and not have the Hot Stove Show?
Yes.
Then? Okay. So that's all I'm saying?
No, that's not... No, Rob,
that's exactly
Rob,
what I'm
this
saying.
This is the problem.
Boy,
that's
that,
not,
boy,
that's
that
not
prove,
all
though.
You said,
what?
Rob.
What
that's
that
not
mean,
all
though?
You said. What
no,
you said is I'm not into the show. You brought in Ken
right.
Laird to try to back you up because your yes man, Nick Pryor, did it for you. Ken Laird was there in studio for the show. And he says right to your face, Mutt was into it from the beginning. And you, well, I disagree. So you're saying that I'm not committed to the show, and yet you have somebody who is on the show disagreeing with you, and you just brush them off.
Well, no.
And you make it look like I'm not doing it my job, which I think I am doing my job, doing the first two shows we've done here this year, which I like those two shows, because how many guests do we have? Shitty guests. Zero.
Right.
And, we talk baseball
and
for an hour.
And again,
good.
I've talked to many, 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 many people who understand, and we just disagree on this. We understand the value of having one guest on, but
here's my goal this, when I'm on the air.
I could tell you, I could tell you above all, I could tell you there's no value in that.
I would agree. Kirk, there is. The value for me, we have different goals here.
Well,
that's the problem.
What guests are we talking about?
John Daniels, Alex Anthopoulos, baseball writer from Chicago, Michael Kopech, who can barely speak English on the show. Okay? So my goal is, and Rob, you know, I placate to the morning show. You're right, Rob. It's the highest rated morning show in the city. I want,
okay, now we're talking.
Once a day, I want one of my things that I say on the show, we do on the show, played back on that show. That's my goal.
That
ratings,
makes sense, though.
Appease the audience, and get played on higher rated shows. Your goal is to have a Rob Bradford interview on MLBTradeRumors.com. That's your goal of that show. So that's your goal versus my goal. You're right. It shouldn't be on during my show.
Going back to when Kirk hosted the show, listen, this is a different show. I understand that a lot of people don't like these quote-unquote specialty shows, that hour. And I totally understand when you do your show, you want to have on the clips and you want to play them in the morning show. And when I say placate Kirk and placate the morning show, I understand that you are trying to integrate with the highest rated show. I don't disagree with that at all. My problem with that was that everything that you did, and knowing you, Mike, for as long as I do, everything has become about appeasing this guy right here. Like, everything.
Hear the show. You hear the sporting show I do. Is that trying to appease people?
No, I'm just talking about just everything. Like, so when you come out of the gate, and we talked about that show the other night.
Well, hold on. One second. Let me loop back before. Hold on to that point. Put a pin in that, would you, for a second?
Thank you.
Would you agree? See, this is a philosophical problem we've disagreed with, though. Like, I don't think having Alex Anthopoulos on for 20 minutes, nobody knows who that is.
Rob and I battle about this
for three years.
But
listeners don't want to hear
this.
I agree. And we talked about, okay, we use the Kopech example, right? So we said if you keep him on for 5 minutes and he's bad or whatever, but the payoff there is that the guy who has just been traded in the Chris Sale trade, if he's bad, he's bad. But at least you're surfacing something, a name there, that whether it's for then to get people to listen to that show or later, much like the podcast, right? I use that analogy in the podcast we just did.
Which?
That the highly rated Bradford show.
No, but which analogy?
No, so the analogy is that you've heard shitty podcasts. You've heard like these.
Yeah.
Right. So you've heard these people who have maybe they have a guest on, even though you know that person is going to be shitty, but you have a guest on. Maybe that guest is terrible, but still there is a value to drawing attention to that. Now,
what he does with a shitty guest, he doesn't air the podcast. For us, he's still on the air, and we're still telling
right.
the audience, hey,
we don't give a shit about you.
Here's Michael Kopech.
Once again, so if he's on and he's terrible, get him on and off at 3 or 4 minutes. That's fine. I totally understand that.
Yeah, but you go in knowing that the chances are more than likely he's going to suck. So you're going in saying this segment's probably going to suck.
Not necessarily. I mean, again, I think that you're looking at it from...
See, I'd rather hear you guys. You guys know each other. You've been together forever.
But
Tomasi's there, too. He's good. I'd rather listen. Listen, I don't think this should be a hot stove show. I understand it's sold. So that's fine. That's fantastic. That's life. But I'd rather have you guys who know each other and have good chemistry bullshit for
right, but there's other... And that's fair. I mean, if you talked about, you know, I go on with Mutt for 2 hours and that's the show. That's a different show. That's a different show, right?
Different show than what?
But a different... That is a usual show.
Why does it have to be a different show?
1 second. One second.
But it's not necessarily different. But when you do the hot stove, because when you guys do, like, you're together, what, every Tuesday night?
Yes.
For two hours. Yeah. You don't necessarily do baseball for 2 hours.
No.
Hot stove show, you're definitely doing baseball.
Yeah, that's the whole idea of the show.
But if you two just talk, then who cares?
Again, if you want to separate at 9 o'clock at night, if you want to separate it a little bit and not be like the usual, hey, we're just sitting around talking baseball, which we can for the 3 hours leading up to this. We're not going to agree on this. This is how having done that show previously, we just not agree
on it.
Do you have
any proof that works?
I haven't seen any ratings. Right. I mean, I don't know. I never see any ratings, but I get talking to people, And this is maybe a different people that I run with.
Who the hell are you
talking? I talked to Brian Abraham.
I mean, who the fuck are you talking to?
This guy, Ken Lear's best friend.
Who are you talking to that's telling you that's good?
So anyway, it is a different. It's a different show. It's just a different show, and we're not going to come to agree with, on this. But I will say this: is that my biggest problem. Is when I say Mutt, I said, well, you don't want to do the show. You don't want to do the show.
Yes, well,
I'm not saying, one second, I'm
no,
not saying.
No, but does that really come across?
No. I'm not saying that you don't put the effort in. I said that on the podcast.
We bitch about stuff all the time at work. And I bitched you about the Hot Stove show off the air for years. I don't think it's affected the show. You apparently do. You think
I do. I mean, if you're going to ask me who would I rather sit across from, the guy, when I come in there for an hour to do the Hot Stove show, which once again, I never said, let's do the Hot Stove show this year. I've never said that. And so when I come in there for an hour, do I want the guy who I know who doesn't want to do that hour or the guy whose eyes are popping out of his head wanting to talk about it? It's the guy who's more passionate about it. And this is the same reason why one of the reasons why the morning show is so successful. You guys want people invested, right? You guys know if someone said if someone said outside your show, you know, I guess Tangway does say this.
No, we've dealt with this before and they're gone.
That's my only thing.
Like Mutt sucks on the air, whatever. You can say all that stuff. We all know that. But you can't doubt his level.
No, I never did.
Nobody works harder than him.
In the first two shows, what has come across that I'm not invested in the two shows?
Once again, in my podcast, I never said that. I said exactly opposite.
So then why do you...
You want Ken Laird in there because Ken will just say yes to your guests.
No, because I...
And I will fight you on it and battle with you.
No, I love Ken. You honestly think Ken would be better than Mutt hosting a Hot Stove?
He does. Yes, that's what he thinks.
Absolutely.
No, seriously.
That's what he
thinks.
He wants men around him. It's been like this forever.
Oh, no, really?
Yes. And when they decide they want to do different things, you start to want to push them out.
Okay, so...
Since the Matt Peralta days.
Kirk, any comment on the Matt Peralta days?
Yeah, I wanted to work with him, and Rob got fired.
Everyone is sad.
Still upset about it. Yeah, years later.
Yes, absolutely.
I'm sure you were bad-mouthing me during Mutt and Bradford. I believe I get that's how radio
works.
I can actually tell you,
to his defense, that was not the case.
I'm surprised.
Was not the case. You were bad-mouthing me to him.
Sure
went over.
Every day, yes.
Him.
Definitely
him about me to you.
A lot.
Who? He was bad-mouthing me. Yeah.
All the time. Yeah, I didn't want you on there.
No, me to you, yes.
Yeah, well, that's how it works.
It's not about me. What's next on the list?
Yeah, what's next on the list?
I'll get back to Mutt and Rob in a second, but I'm happy to take a break here to talk about my great friends at Milton's. We brought Ken Laird there and Chris Curtis a couple of weeks ago. Milton's is the greatest. They've been so loyal to us, and we are so proud to have them as a sponsor, not just of the show, but of this podcast. It is quite simply the store for men. If you want to go and get outfitted and look great, don't mess around. Don't go online. Don't go searching. You guys don't know what you're doing. I know I don't. You drive to South Shore Plaza in Braintree or where I go, Chestnut Hill Square, Chestnut Hill. You'll get outfitted by Milton's. You'll walk in. The people are great. The prices are great. The look is great. Very simple. If you like simple stuff done well, you just go to Milton's. I'm telling you, look fantastic when you walk out of there. Milton's is the best shopping experience I've ever had in my life. I hate shopping. I love going to Milton's. I love the clothes. I love the people there. I love how they do business. Milton's is the store for men.
I mean, I don't know what else to put it.
Go to the arc.
If we're going to break it down, it's you have a problem, you say that, I don't want you on the show. I'd rather have someone.
Here's the ultimate question, Rob. No, hold on. The ultimate question is this, though. Is like, do you have any like this? Is this his show? Like, who are you?
It's on 6 to 10. It's
like you.
My show.
Like you coming in and saying, "Hey, I don't want Jerry."
Or me going to the website and saying, "I want to start making changes."
That's the question. I don't know the answer to that.
Honestly, that's a fair.
Who has director's cut?
That's a fair question, and that's not me to decide. But how it had always been when you say, "Hey, you had the Hot Stove show going back to when you did it."
Right.
We got together at Papa Gino's and we talked about
you about Alex. I liked Alex. I was like, Alex hurts the show.
But so I wouldn't disagree. That is your time slot. I'll come back to it. I never, ever said, let's do the Hot Stove show on Wednesday nights during Mutt's time. I've never said that.
But what have I done in the 2 weeks on the air again that
nothing.
You want to push me out and Ken Laird on?
So then what?
Ken Laird is on that show the other night because I went and said I want Ken Laird on.
So hold on.
I know.
I heard about the pep talk. So if you had no issue with him in the first 2 weeks, why'd you do the podcast?
No,
what was that born?
Because I called the interview terrible out of the gate. And if you go back and listen to it. So we Drellick was in for Rob on Tuesday night.
Yeah.
We had Rob on from the GM meetings. The only show that put you on the air from the GM meetings, right? No one else did?
Yeah, okay. That's fine.
So we justified your value to an extent by putting you on. Sure. You're welcome. Number two, yes. From there, the interview went long. And so we started the show yesterday, or whatever it was, and I made a comment like we do all the time. We bag on each other. You bag on Trenny. I bag on you. You bag on Kirk. I called it terrible. You called me on it, and you're right. I said on the show, it wasn't terrible, went too long. That's my fault. That led to you on a podcast saying I shouldn't be on the show because I said the interview was terrible?
No, because in
I think this goes to Rob's thing where Rob thinks you're trying to be like me.
Well, yeah. Well, 1 second. So when you said,
and I agreed, well, right, yeah, it wasn't when, terrible. When, went too when, long. When, 15 minutes.
So, okay. So I listened back to it too, and you said that was terrible, and that set me down that road exactly what you're talking about. Where I'm like, what are you talking about? You know, you're saying it's terrible. If you want to say it was too long, that's fine.
And I say that. Right. Rob,
but as soon as you say that, in your head, in my head, I'm thinking exactly what I said was. I'm like, you're trying to please Kirk. Like when you say it's terrible because you just said it. Because once again, you just said. You're not saying it's terrible. It's not. You're not saying it's terrible. It's too long. So just say it's too long. Again, did I overreact to that? Probably. But as soon as you said it's terrible, I'm like that. Oh, there he goes again. That's what I'm thinking. And I overreacted
to that. So every half hour or the first half hour.
What the fuck are we talking about?
I don't know why
we're talking about every conversation we've ever had here. So you and Drellick have a show on the weekends. When you spend the first half hour. Bagging on him and busting his balls about him being drunk and hungover. How is that different than me busting your balls out of the gate about an interview?
Well, you do it every week.
You started a show with Trenny 2 weeks ago using me as the reference.
We're shitting on him.
This is the same thing we all do. So why did that set you off? I don't get it.
Again, it didn't really.
How fucking sensitive are you?
Easy. So it said, I just said, when you said it was terrible, and then like 2 seconds later, you corrected yourself.
Yes.
Right. So, all right. So that's.
I missed thinking that leads to an hour and a half podcast.
Led to the podcast. I've been saying this. I said it, Mutt. If you go back to the week before. On the air, on your show, I said I wanted Ken Lehrer to do it and you not to do it to your face on the air for the exact reasons I'm articulating because I don't think that you want to do it. Now, if that's Sunday morning at 6 o'clock, then fine. You know, it doesn't make a difference. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm just talking about someone who wants actually to be there. And so did I not say exactly that to you on the air, on your show? To your face.
I guess. I don't know.
Yes, I did. I did. Oh. So that when we got off the rails on my podcast and started talking about this, that's what we're talking about. That wasn't the impetus, that one quote, the impetus for what we were talking about, you wanting to be or not being on the show. That's not it. It's exactly what I said to your face the week before. Same thing.
You want somebody because if you put Ken in there, you say invested. Ken will just go along with whatever guests you have, which is what you want. At the end of the day, for you, the best thing is for WEEI.com to be mentioned on MLB Trade Rumors and these things to be recycled. I understand that.
No, that's not
the best thing for the station for the hour or for the audience.
You know, and that's fine.
You don't care about the audience. You care about MLB Trade Rumors.
Well, first of all,
Roto World.
I don't even go to Roto World. That was like 5 years ago. That was the AOL startup. But if you go back to, we disagree with this. Now, can we get some, ratings? Can we say, well, this worked and this didn't? Because I still haven't seen it. And especially during your time slot, especially when you're bonus, especially when you have to take ownership of that time, I am totally sympathetic to that. I'll come back to it. I never, ever said, this do the Hot Stove Show during Mutt's time. But if I am coming in for that hour to do the Hot Stove Show, something that Kirk Minahan started so many years ago, then there is a way that I think that has worked. Now, you guys can disagree, and that's fine. But let's do it at a different time slot. That's fine, too. But sure. All the things that you're saying, I'm like, no. What are you talking about?
I heard the podcast.
Right. And you said I did a podcast. Hey, okay, let's break this down. You did a podcast because of that one thing at the beginning of the show. No, I just said I did a podcast because the subject was brought up exactly what I said to your face on the air, which was
we have an hour. We can't do that on the Hot Stove Show. If you really wanted to do it, You would have said,
what?
Come in and let, instead of having Nick Fryer and Ken Laird, and if you wanted to have the conversation about the Hot Stove
no,
Show,
no.
we can't do
no,
it on the Hot
no,
Stove
we already,
Show. We have an hour a week to do this baseball thing.
We had the
be much better than the Hot Stove Show.
We had the conversation, I think it was on a Tuesday night, and we talked about it, and for about 10 minutes, I said to your face, I was sitting there, you were sitting there, I said, Mutt, I do not want you hosting the Hot Stove Show. I want Ken Laird hosting the Hot Stove Show. Why? Because he's invested. You don't want to do this. So, and you don't, and when I say you don't want to do this, I'm not saying that you don't work hard at it. I'm just saying that you don't want to do it because that's not what you want to do
so
for
now
your
you
time
want to be
slot.
In charge of programming. That's
no.
what you want to do now. Okay. Well,
If I want to be in charge of programming, Mutt, I would have said, hey, let's do the Hot Stove Show on Wednesday nights during Mutt's time slot. As I said,
well,
did I ever
you know,
do that?
I don't have control over this. You know who does. So go talk to them and say you're not happy with it. Because
I'm not happy with
but
it.
But I'm not in charge of that.
Okay. So
I don't, I'm not.
But it's your time slot. Have you ever gone to them? And say, hey,
no,
you know
because that's where they want it because they can sell
who,
it
names,
in that spot.
Please, names.
Joe Zarbano is the guy that makes
it. We don't do that.
Right.
Names.
So you go to Joe Zarbano and say, hey, how much is this sold for? Can we do it at a different time? If we're going to do it at a different time, hey, let's talk to Rob, who's been doing it for X amount of years. Let's talk to Tomasi. I'm open to that conversation.
The conversation I had was we're going to put on Wednesday at 8 o'clock. Tomasi's going to be there. If Rob wants to come in, he can.
Right.
That was the conversation we had.
Okay.
About the Hot Stove.
So, and did you say, no, I don't want that during my time slot?
I did not, no.
Okay, then do that.
No.
I mean, because I'm being pretty open about this, about saying, hey, if we are going to do it, I'd rather have someone who maybe isn't reliant on being bonus, doesn't want to do something else.
Who doesn't care what the show sounds like.
No. No, I mean, if you don't like it, that's fine.
But I keep going back to, I ask it again, whose show is it? So you said you met with Joey, and Joey said it's you and Tomasi.
He said it's you and Tomasi. If Rob wants to come in, he can. He said on Wednesday nights we're going to have it. He said Tomasi's in anyway,
right.
So you guys can do it if Rob wants to come in. And I assumed Rob would want to because he's been on the show for a while.
Right.
If he doesn't want to, we keep the show there. I totally understand.
Well, it seems cut and dry to me.
If he doesn't like the show the way it's being done, then...
I love Rob. It's cut and dry to me. If you feel this way and that's how it's presented to you, and
that's fine.
Tell him to get the fuck out.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what to say.
If you're
passionate about it, you guys could sit here and argue about nothing or, he can try and get you out like he's trying to do. He'd rather have Ken hosted.
Yep.
Or you can get him out. I've done this before. You can do this. This could get done. I mean, if it's that important,
you know what? You can get it done.
And
I'll say it again. Is that it's not about getting me out. If you don't want to do that show, if you don't want to do the Hot Stove Show and they have it sold, once I would talk to Jim Hackett, who sold the show, and
I know you're saying that, but I think that's where you're
definitely not saying
he wants
that.
To do that.
You,
he's
you, want,
doing
you
that
want
show.
Me to say you want
I
me
to
go want to
do it the way
bullet.
You want to do it, and you
right.
want to do
so,
it the way
so,
you want to do
okay,
it.
Okay, so let me ask you this as the godfather of the show.
Yes.
So I understand the value in this whole like Mutt's time slot thing. It wasn't the same when we did it because it was Mikey's time slot.
Mikey didn't care.
Yeah, he cared, but it was
He did not care.
No,
he did not care.
Okay,
they took
but
away that
he
show
cared
from
when
him.
He
they took away 6
he was
o'clock
pissed,
hour.
He was pissed he didn't get to host it, but he didn't want to. He didn't
right,
want to do it.
Right.
He paid the same and went home.
Right,
he didn't care.
Right. So I always say this. Mutt cares about his
what
show.
Was the one show he did
cares
host?
About his. The what?
He did host
the Road to October.
The Road to October, and you mocked the hell out of him.
Yeah, all you have to do is bring up
as
Jubal Cabrera, yes.
Right, go ahead.
But so if that's the case, and it's Mutt's show, like I am sympathetic to having Mutt have his show, have that time slot. And if that's having Tomasi in for that hour to do that baseball show, whatever. But, since I go back, since we've been doing it for X amount of years, I would say, hey, here's the alternative. Let's do it at a different time. I don't care when we do it. I see some value in it, some different sort of value than I think that you guys see, and that's fine. But I'm not saying that I'm going to say, hey, you know what? We have to do this right then and there. And I think John Tomasi thinks the same way.
Well, you said in the podcast that Tomasi wants him out too.
Well, I think he thinks along the lines of what I do. Which is, okay, either we do it or we don't. And that's what this comes down to, right? Either we do it or we don't.
Well, there's a certain way that I want that to sound 6 to 10. And the way you want to do the Hot Stove Show does not sound like it should sound in 2017. It just doesn't. So if you want, again, if you want to do it at a different time slot, you guys do it in the weekends or 10, that's fine. But at 6 to 10, I'm going to have pushback at every turn when it comes to, you know, bad guests, slow down baseball talk.
And the first
2 weeks have not been that, by the way. Ken was excellent.
And that's fine. You know, it's like you have great, great decision making. I mean, I listened to that hour from 9 and 10 when you kicked me out of the studio. That was an awesome hour. That was good. You knew exactly what you were doing. So we aren't going to agree on
what does that mean?
It sounds
passive aggressive.
That was my passive aggressive.
What happened?
When I get at the end of the show, Rob Bradford.
Wasn't that weird? Honestly, was that weird?
I don't want to work with people who don't want to be.
Wait, hold on.
Oh, wait a second.
Hold on. I don't want to work with people who don't want to be. Kettle Black.
Hold on.
You said on the air.
Shut up for a second,
Rob. You said on the air.
My, shut up for a second. People have no idea what the fuck you're talking about. The end of your show, because not a lot of people are listening, right?
This is where Rob plays naive.
Okay, first time
on the radio.
Can you shut up for a minute? You kicked him out of the show, right?
Rob was off Tuesday.
This is the hot
show. It was assumed
show.
By everybody involved, except for Rob, apparently, that because he was off Tuesday and Tomasi was on vacation, his spot would be Wednesday, 8
to 10. Everybody assumed? Nobody knew this.
Go ahead.
Myself and Patty O and I thought it was a lock.
It's not what Patty said. So go ahead, continue.
Okay, well, then it's communication on my part. So I said offhand, you said, okay, we get to go home now. And I said, well, you're staying till 10.
Mm-hmm.
So once you said, I want to go home, you admitted how tired you were before we even sat down. I said, fine, then you can go. I'm good. You can go.
If you play back that, what I said, what happened was you said, I said, okay, we can go home now. And you said, no, you're staying till 10.
Yes.
I said, I am. And he's like,
the look on your face, I don't give a shit about
the look on my face. But here's the thing. You said, okay.
Well, did you want to be there till 10?
I would. No.
I heard you on the podcast. She didn't want to be there.
Right, no, I didn't. But you know, but it's because that hour proved it was so shitty. It was like
I would have done whatever I always have.
It was a lot worse than what.
Did you take one call? Was there one call?
Do you think phone calls?
No, but
are the
I enjoyed listening to you talking to yourself as I was driving home. My whole thing was I
you
was.
You think
a,
phone calls
I, no,
are the judge
no,
of
I don't.
A, high, a rated
I,
show?
I don't, but
okay,
I would
so
also.
Why are you mocking it?
I would
How
all,
many calls did you take
no,
yesterday?
I would,
Rob?
In that hour.
Did you hear the trivia segment?
Yes,
calls?
In that hour, I would have rather listened to you talking to another person than you talking to yourself. So that was
well,
what.
A solo show
one second.
Sometimes
one
is that,
second.
Rob. Okay.
One second. So I would just say this is that I said I was surprised that I was staying till 10. Or you wanted me to stay till 10. I said, I am. And then you got very, very upset. Even Ken was saying, like, this is bizarre.
Yeah, I was
how
annoyed.
You're
yes,
right.
I was
you're,
annoyed.
You're, okay.
Yes.
And I would say, and right after I said, I am, I said, I'd be happy to stay. Yes? Yes or no?
No, you said, I thought I was going home.
Right.
And then you said, okay,
I would
I'll
be
stay.
Happy to stay.
And I said, thanks,
and then
but
you,
no thanks.
Yeah.
Now, all.
So what's
like,
the problem?
To me, like, all arguments, though, like, all arguments, and I've had them with family members, as you guys have. This is not really about this. This is rooted somewhere else over years and years and years of true or false.
Well, this starts with Rob. It doesn't matter who it starts with.
I'm looking at you like I have no idea what you're thinking.
What do you mean?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Well, like all if
this
you argue
is a pattern
if you,
for
if
Rob.
If you argue,
is what
if you get into, like eventually once in a while you get into a fight with your wife, right? It's not yes. what you fight with her about whether you did this or that with the. I always talk about staying an extra hour. but it's always about something else. At its core,
no,
it's about something
I don't
else.
Think this is
you guys,
about
you guys
else.
Who were not getting along great then suddenly got in a fight on Tuesday night about the
I don't
hot
think,
stove.
I don't
get along fine with Rob.
I don't believe that because you guys have complained to me. Each of you complained about the other guy for years. I'll get back to Mutt and Rob in a second. This episode of Enough About Me is brought to you by Casper. Casper is a sleep brand that continues to revolutionize its line of product to create an exceptionally comfortable sleep experience one night at a time. The mattress is designed by humans for humans. That's good. They combine multiple supportive memory foams for a quality sleep surface with just the right sink and just the right bounce. Considering we spend one-third of our lives on the mattress, it's so important to truly sleep on a mattress before committing. That's why Casper gives you 100 nights to try it out. See, a normal dummy would read this and say, talk about your own experience with Casper. I'm smarter than these people. I can tell you about this. I enjoy the Casper experience. Sleep means a lot when you do a morning show, in case you didn't know that. So if I need my 5 or 6 hours before I get up and go for a run, it needs to be good. That's why Casper has changed my life, and it'll change your life too, dummies. So get moving. Here's what you do. You get $50 toward any mattress purchase by using casper.com/Kirk and using promo code Kirk, K-I-R-K, at checkout. That's $50 toward any mattress purchase by visiting casper.com/Kirk and using promo code Kirk at checkout. Terms and conditions, as always, apply.
Yes.
Three or four times a year, or two or three times a year, I get frustrated with Mutt. Mutt gets frustrated with me. And That's how it works.
That's what I'm saying.
We don't
so
talk for a couple weeks, and then we just go back.
I talk to you. You don't talk to me. So, I mean.
You have different priorities. It annoys me that Rob's priorities sometimes are not the radio. TV nests and hits and got to work on his schedule.
But I mean, the website is most important to him. It should be. That's his job. Mm.
Why is
Nesson more important than Radio Hits?
Rob, we have to tailor the pregame show around when you can do it. We have tape it and we do it live, so you can do your TV, correct?
See, this is what I'm saying. See, this is rooted somewhere else.
This is my exact point. He knows this, too. I mean,
No, I actually don't.
We try to make sure he can get his money and also do the pregame show.
Is this because you aren't on Nesson anymore? What are you talking about?
I said no to Nesson last time they called. Okay, I'm not a Nesson.
So here's how this works.
He's saying why we get annoyed every two or three times a year.
Here's how this works, is that we do the pregame show for the Red Sox. For years upon years upon years, we always said, can you tape it or do you want to do it live? I do Nesson pregame every once in a while. And so when I asked, always up until the last year or so, always when, hey, can we tape it? It's no big deal. Get everything done. Much like you tape a lot of other things in the pregame show, say, sure. And then somehow, that came out of nowhere where I'm prioritizing Nesson over this. If I think, if it came down to, hey, I can either do Nesson or DEI, and I think Kirk would hope back me up on this. You know, for 9 years, I've bled out for this company, right?
Yes. Yeah, I don't disagree with that.
So, like, I come in, like, you know, I would, much like the other night, there was a reason why I said, I'll stay here for another hour. Did I want to do it? Was it? No, but I'll do it because I knew it would help you.
No, I mean, I don't, the Nesson stuff I don't care about. For me, and we would talk about this when I did the Hot Stove Show other times. For me, I don't want to have a guest on who I don't think helps the radio station. And Rob sometimes thinks it helps the website. That's a disagreement. Now, for me, the radio side wins out. That wins out.
For a guest for the Hot Stove Show?
Yeah. Like I'm, if you said to me now, like 2017, yeah, no, Kirk, no. If you said,
I mean, get this. We aren't going to agree on this, but I don't. It's not about helping the website.
But you do agree, though. I mean, you do agree that Alex Anthopoulos is not good radio.
No, but also, if you can, it depends if it's Red Sox.
If it's good radio.
Yeah, that's false. If it's Red Sox centric, I do think it can be good radio.
If the guest is good.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the guest sucks.
Let's use Anthopoulos, for example. So he was on probably whenever they signed David Price. David Price, like, he was the GM for David Price. He had some pretty strong things to say about David Price, the guy that just signed.
See, I'd rather have you read quotes from your own story about Anthopoulos.
Okay, that's fine.
You're done in 90 seconds.
The overall benefit, I think, is to, as long as you can limit it and understand when it's bad and when it's
hard
not.
Hard to do, though. That's hard to do.
Okay, that's fair.
And all of a sudden, it's 11 minutes and you're thinking,
That's fair. But, I mean, again, we're not going to agree on this.
I will say this, the
bullshit thing is that I am doing it to prioritize the website, and I'm also, with the pregame show, I'm prioritizing Nesson. I mean, that's just bullshit. And you can get that.
I'm not sure I'm saying bullshit. I would say Nesson, I don't know about, but I think the website plays a factor. I think you want to have a guest.
No, I mean, you think right now, after how we've altered things and adjusted things.
I can tell you when I did it. It was
yeah, and I think it was a different time too.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know now. I have no idea now. I know then.
It was a different time, and I can admit that certainly the Hot Stove Show was done differently back when you did it, back in those first few years, and I think they should even be done now. I get that, but this bullshit like idea that I'm not prioritizing this radio station is ridiculous.
You asked what we get in what I get annoyed about over the course of a year. That is one of the things we have.
So
to
after
move
I
our
explain that,
around.
Does are you a little less annoyed because?
Yeah, but there are times where it'll annoy me for a week or two because we have to alter our schedule.
Well,
here's what
I
want to
know: does the world end if you're running around doing Nesson, which is totally fine, and you just have some other beat writer on?
No,
yes.
Usually that doesn't happen. Usually I get
you're protective of that, Rob. To your credit, you're protective of it, but we try to have
and we have done that.
Well, give me another beat writer from not here. Whoever. I don't give a fuck who.
You know, so we have 162.
You can't name another beat writer for the week.
We got Ian Brown, Jason.
We have 162 games, right? 162 games. We don't go to every road game, so we aren't always good. We used to drive in here for that hit
to
do it, right? So we have 81 road games. We don't go to all the road games. So we have other writers do it, and that's fine. So, but every I, every single
yes.
every single
Bradford Mafia.
Yes. Every yes. every single home.
So
Mata
has no Mata has no choice in that.
Yeah,
no,
he always
no
has a choice. He always says no.
They
got to
be in the Rob. Come on, they got to be in the Bradford circle. It's got to be Master Donato or Ian Brown.
Mutt,
like if we, Mutt,
I clear right? Yeah, this year
well, give
was
me a guy you want to
no,
have
no,
on.
No, no,
hold
year,
on, hold on.
No, this
well,
year
he's calling you out. Who do you want to have?
If we had on Sean McAdam, Rob will be annoyed.
No, I wouldn't.
That's what I would think.
No, I wouldn't. You didn't. You've never asked for Sean McAdam.
We had Gordon Eads on, but before when he was writing for the Boston Globe.
Back then, yeah,
yes,
because we were very protective
yes,
of it.
I'm not saying it's a negative thing, but I mean you were. Protective
but this
of
year,
that,
this year, with this
slot.
Year,
why do you care who's
this,
on the fucking Red Sox? Who do you care? Gordon Eads has a 6 minute.
Because we were trying to do every single one. We were trying.
But you don't care anymore.
No, I don't care as much.
So you're granting
okay.
him for this
good.
Season. You see, we're getting that.
No.
We're making progress.
No, but this. But
hold
this.
On, hold on, hold on.
Boston Sports Journal will be good, Sean. It's a good. Grant, be a
so
good
you don't care who he has on the days you can't do it.
Yeah, that's fine.
Or Buck,
I mean,
or Sean McAdam.
Kirk, here's the reality.
How about changing up when you can?
Here's the reality is that you did.
What do you care if he makes a few bucks from this and doesn't do the pregame hit?
It annoys me sometimes we have to change our schedule.
No, but I'm saying,
for
but
Rob.
Listen to me. Listen to me, dummy. I'm saying he's saying he's reaching out here. He's saying I don't care. Once, a couple times a year, not a lot, he prioritizes Nesson, as he always does, over EEI. He decides to do a Nesson hit, and you say, okay, I'm going to have my guy on.
Yes,
he doesn't care.
I'm all in, sure.
So then we're done.
Sean will be good.
Was there one time this year where we didn't clear it through you, like a guest?
No, was that, no. It was were you guys
okay,
helped
so
us
what's,
out getting
so what's the
road?
Problem? I said, who do you want? You want this person or you want this person? Every single time, clear
so is that
through
more of
you.
A you issue? You feel like there's certain guys you can't say to him.
Yes.
Okay. So you're
so
done
did
that.
You ever surface? So did you surface any of those people to me this year?
Yes, we've talked about
no who
certain beat right. We talked about Master Donato in particular.
No.
When
no,
he's
you
out on the road. We
right,
said we want to avoid.
Right. Big, you said I said
avoid
I
what?
Said
using him. At
I said
oh,
yes.
I agree with that.
I said every single person when I couldn't be there or Tomasi couldn't be there. I every single person this season we cleared through you. Yes
this,
or no?
This season was much better.
Okay.
Thank
no.
You.
Yes or no? Yes.
Yes.
Okay. So you had said or I'd be hesitant to surface different names. Did you ever say a name
no,
to me?
No. This
where
year,
I said
this year
no,
was
no,
good.
No.
This year was better.
You okay.
Asked,
so what are we talking
back
about?
To what annoys me over the course of a year? That's one of those things.
Okay. So you're done with that. That's done. You can put on who you want.
Yes. Now we when Rob wants to do Nesson, we'll put somebody else on.
Or he's on the not on the road.
You don't yeah, want to. And fine. We can't tape it at all because that's very convenient.
No, we can tape it.
Okay.
It's just it's, there are some days where it's tougher, especially over at Fenway Park. But it's
all right. What else on
the
list? Let's
what go. Else? Get your list
what
out.
Else?
You some
let me,
stuff.
Give it to me. Let me see.
No, we're not. This is my list.
Well, let me see it. Then. Go ahead. It's two pages.
Hot Stove almost. Show. Sensitive Rob.
Uh-huh.
We debunked all those.
The Pattern of Bradford.
Well, when you go on the podcast and say debunked. You're not sensitive, that means you're sensitive.
I didn't say we.
Yes,
were.
You did. You were when you're arguing with Ken. You're like, I'm not sensitive. When you say that, you're sensitive.
Oh well, that was bizarre. This was bizarre to me.
Yeah, but you
like
can't say
one thing,
to
one thing,
sensitive.
One
you
thing,
sounded sensitive.
One thing. Well, that's fine. I mean,
I'm just telling you
that was the sensitive app that we put in. But it's but the one thing that he, you know, he Ken had said, which I don't necessarily agree with. He said that that Mutt actually wants to be the sporty guy, but he wants to make it seem to you that he doesn't. Would you agree with that?
I think to some extent, but I do think that what he said earlier is true, that he's looked at the success of the show. Now, I think that, like, I even think sometimes within our own show, we're hesitant to talk sports on certain occasions because we're afraid that we're going to mock ourselves, you know, and we're in this weird world now. But
yeah, and if you listen to my show, I'm doing a lot
yeah,
of that.
I mean,
so I'm not pretending to be Kirk. I mean, you're parroting this, you know, this the internet theme of me trying to be Kirk Minahan. I'm defensive of it. Sensitive or defensive, same word. Mm-hmm. But when I read it on the internet from someone I don't care about, no big deal. When it's someone I've known for like 8 or 9, 10 years mm-hmm. and says it, who listens to my show at night and knows that we do a lot of sporty segments, it makes me scratch my head like, what else is he getting at here? What's the point?
To clarify that, and I thought I did it before. I don't begrudge you at all for trying to learn and play off of the most successful show in the station. That's not it. Mark. What would annoy me personally once in a while was, and it's not only me, it's other people. It's like this idea that every single thing is you're thinking about how will Kirk react to this. And like it or not, that annoys me. Maybe that's my own thing, Mutt. But
is Kirk going to react to me saying an interview was terrible with you?
I don't know.
What does that get?
I don't know.
What am I
going to
hear? I'm not
going
to hear it.
Am I getting? He doesn't listen. First of all,
no,
like an attaboy. Like, oh,
this
that was great.
This is just like it's just how
you
it
mean
is.
Sensibility.
Just everything. I mean, everything is about how is Kirk going to react to this? What is Kirk is going
to
feel about this?
A lot of the show is to get
this
played
is,
back.
See, that sounds a little jealous. Sounds a little jealous to me.
That sounds
for me.
Yeah, a little weird. It's odd. Like, why would you even care if that's the case?
No, it's just odd. Know, well, you said it's odd. I mean, it's not jealous at all. It's odd.
You're passionate about it. Like, what do you?
No,
mean?
No.
I'm not even sure it's true. No,
and it's a passive aggressive. Other people think this too. So he and Tomasi have talked about it clearly, which is fine. John and I have talked about it.
I mean, I like.
But I mean, that's what Rob is doing. No, this is the sensitive.
Mutt. I'm trying to. You can.
There's a lot of stuff going on.
You can clarify it any way you want. But I tried to articulate it, and maybe I'm not. But I said, you keep coming back to the show, what you're doing in the show, and of course you're going to do this for the show. And yeah, I agree. Other people actually don't. A lot of people don't, but I agree. Like, you should play off of what they
do. Who doesn't agree?
I don't even know.
Well, you said a lot of people.
Yeah, they're out there. Like the voices.
Who?
All the people I have to defend you against.
Oh, great. Okay.
No, Kirk's not an asshole. Honesty. I've known him for years.
Right.
So I'm honest. Rob doesn't want
to. I mean, I'm being as honest as I can. You can believe I'm not honest or not.
I do believe you. But
okay, so I don't have a problem with that. So all I'm saying is that, like, this sort of this weird thing, and it's only happened. This is just my perception, and some other people's perception is that this weird thing that's happened over the last. I don't know. They're out there.
That. You can't say
it's
that.
All the people. Here it is. All the people who have said you're an asshole, and I say he's not an asshole.
Who?
He's a good person. I'm not going to say any names.
Give me a fucking break. Give me one name.
No. John Tomasi.
Well, I know it's not him.
I believe it. I believe
Tomasi. You can't say
Tomasi
that.
And I have actually talked about it.
Yes. No, Ken Laird.
I'll forget it.
Meanwhile, Tomasi now comes in and says, we'll talk about this and they'll play it tomorrow. Like, he knows
I'm
that's
trying
the point.
So all I'm saying, and you can believe it or not, but that's where I'm coming from with that. So I hope you don't take it as...
This is from the school, when you dropped your son off at the school and they made fun of
you? Oh, yeah. No, it's funny.
You asked me
it was weird. It was weird how that came up.
That was
up.
A mistake by
it
you.
Was, well, it was 2 years after, and it was weird how you surfaced that. Like, right after Buck went on your podcast and said you were too easy on me. It was weird.
I think you're way overthinking it. I think you're way
overthinking it. Well, it was 2 years before.
You're way overthinking
it. It was 2 years before.
Is that when you called them and said, please stop making fun of me?
No, I said...
Begged. Begged is a better word.
Okay, so if we want to clarify this, and you tell me if I'm right or wrong.
Please. It was like the Calipari piece we were talking about.
You got that?
It was good. It was a good line. It's called selling a joke, Rob. You've never done it in your life. I fucking know that. It's called selling.
All you have to do is to do the Steve Burton roll
Rob
around
hates,
the ground.
Rob hates Dick from Upton, too. Hates him.
No, I like him.
Oh, hates
he
him.
He won a fucking media award.
I didn't realize
I mean,
that.
There's no higher honor.
Changes everything.
There's no higher honor. I actually thought, okay, so Dick from Upton called in the other day. And
up late.
Yeah, he was up late. And it was good. It was, like I said, it was good to spice things up a little bit. It's fine. Was
I heard
it?
You were mad at Mutt for laughing at it.
No, he was doing. You know as well as I do, Kirk. You know the laughs and then the laughs, and whether it's Mutt or other people. And I always reference.
Laughing?
Ken was yet giggling.
Was
yes.
Ken laughing, Mutt, or no?
Yes.
He was laughing his ass off. He backed away from
was
the
it that
microphone
funny?
To
was
laugh.
It that funny?
I mean, it was funny.
But he didn't make fun
I thought
of me.
The Wonder Woman
make fun
thing
of
was
Ken
funny.
Because of that. Just
I'm not
going to
sit here.
Well, I think you were another. I think you were another laugh.
I will say this, Dick. I heard it. I heard, and I don't think Dick needs to call into the Hot Stove Show anymore. That's fine.
I like
that's
when
okay.
Dick Ruffin
no,
calls
that's
in.
Ken. I'll talk to Dick.
He's always welcome.
Nope, Dick and I meet every Tuesday. We meet at the library. I help him out.
He's always welcome.
We get lunch together.
Let him know the baseball. The
anyway, that's irrelevant. So Rob's not going to name anybody. No problem.
No,
fine.
Which is
what
fine.
Else?
That's fine.
What else?
What else?
I mean,
two pages
list.
Worth, Mutt. What's on the second
really.
Page?
Ken was on Wednesday.
This is a little bizarre. I mean, I give you credit for preparation.
Oh, he's prepping. He said he has, you know, he
because
works
it's going to happen once, Rob. We're not going to get this chance to get this
it's,
out again.
This has been a much
better working out.
Show. I would have come in and done this for an hour. Go. What else you got?
There's nothing to work out. Rob started this. I've
Rob's,
said a lot
by the way,
of what
Rob's
I've said.
Core issue, and by the way, your core issue, is not really with each other, nor is it really with me, though I hover over all of this. It is with Joe Zarbano. That is your core issue. You should not be here with me right now. You should be in a room with the program director and hammering this out. True or false?
Well, doesn't it start with what we
Rob
said?
Rob wants to do the show the way.
Doesn't it start with
yes.
what we said
yes.
when it was never, the show was never brought to me. Ever, 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 ever.
Well, it sounds like,
year.
But it sounds so, like, so,
and
you're, could
and
be
you,
wrong.
You
so,
are annoyed by that.
No, I'm not annoyed
you
by it.
You mean the show's never brought to you
no, no,
ever or this
no,
year?
No, this year.
Yeah.
In the last 2 years, I have never, ever said, hey, let's do the Hot Stove Show. Like, in the years past, yeah, I took ownership of it. I was, like, fired up about it. It was not much time slot. It was a different thing. But in the last 2 years, I have never said, let's do the Hot Stove Show. I mean, I think that, you know, so when Joey comes to Mutt and says, you know, we're going to do the Hot Stove Show, month. I would say right then and there, wouldn't you say, well, can we do it another time? Because this is my time slot. This is when I'm bonused on.
Yeah, I guess I could have said that, but all I hope that we would have a show that would sort of move forward into 2017 and not
why
be
didn't
so
you sit down? Let me ask you this. Why didn't you sit down with him and with John before it started? Go get lunch or something
Papa
one
Gino's.
Day and say, hey, this is what I want to do. This is what I want the show to be. My time slot, my time, not this is how we're going to do it. If you guys don't like it, no problem. Mm. We'll get two other guys to do it. No problem.
Easily could have done that.
Yeah.
That's what we'll probably do now going forward. Just figure out whether we're going to have the show. It's going to be just
John have
and I,
the show. I mean,
Drellick and I, we'll figure out something where we're talking baseball without, you know, forcing guests. That's
well, again, this is your time. I've already said this. This is your time slot. This is I totally understand that. I have no power to say, hey, Ken Laird in, you out. I have no power to do that. But I can just voice my displeasure, which I did on the air to your face, and say,
well, then,
hey.
But then you did an hour and a half podcast about it. I mean, that's
without
that,
asking me to
yeah,
come
I mean,
in.
Obviously,
well,
it's an
well,
issue.
You think I was going in there that day to talk about that? It just
yes.
came up.
Yes.
What are we going to talk about?
You brought in a yes
you have some
man
nobody
who likes
on
who's friendly with you.
About? Don't do
but
that.
Nick
what are we going to talk about?
Again, this
you
is...
Can ask, you can ask Nick Fryer.
I'm good.
And then you had Ken come in to talk about
it.
Yeah,
what are we going to talk about?
You want to ask Ken about what...
What was the podcast going to be about?
It was just going to be about after the GM meetings. We're going to talk about
that.
You barely talked about that.
You would have hated it.
After the GM meetings?
Right. But you can ask Ken. You can ask Ken. It said,
what
Ken,
do I have to ask
Ken
about?
Because you said that it was already prearranged that what we were going to talk about. When I asked Ken to come in, I said, we're going to talk about.
The first thing you talked about was that. And,
right.
And then you labeled it as drama on the hot stove
show. No, because as.
What was it called?
Because as it happens, when you're doing a podcast, Mutt, I know that you know this. When you're doing a podcast, you start talking about stuff. It comes up. We start talking about it. Ken comes in. It comes up again. We start talking about it. And it ended up dominating the conversation. But
what?
Easy. So all I can say is
I'm not buying that either. I'll be honest.
Well,
I'm
you want we get, well, let's get Kerosene Ken in here right
now.
We're
good. I hear enough of him. We're good. I don't even. But like, I'm giving you credit. It's the right instinct. That's what you should.
Right. That's what.
Of course,
that's what
we should had me in to talk about it.
Well, but you want us to stop everything and say, hey, Mutt, come on in.
No, you knew you were going to do it. You wanted somebody there who you knew was going to agree with you.
This is like this
because you knew Nick was going to agree with you.
Is that what you say in your notes?
I mean, it says yes, man, Nick Fryer. You're going to look at it. Yes, that's why I think you had him in there.
Your notes just keep saying no matter what. I say, you're just going to say, no, that's not how it is. I'm telling you, again, ask Ken. When I asked Ken to come in.
I'm just saying it's hard to believe. Maybe
okay.
It's just hard to believe.
You know how you can solve that, Mutt? Go ask Ken. It's not that complicated.
Well, you asked Ken if you thought I was into the show or not. He said yes, and you said, I don't agree with you. You're the same exact thing.
When we started talking about it, during that show, during the podcast, that's where we went with it. This is what happens. I'm sure that the 12 plays that Kirk scripted for this hasn't gone exact. I know that, you know.
I mean, you called this. You brought this kid in to talk about after the GM.
Very good.
Well, fuck it. What kind of bitch
I'm trying
is
to.
That?
This is. like this. What is it? I don't get that laugh. I don't get it.
It's the next in line.
It's the passive aggressive.
It was
like,
Matt Perrault. It was who are the other younger guys you've had here?
What you did to Perrault was disgraceful.
It was. That was awful.
That was
Matt Perrault.
Picard for a little bit. I can't do this anymore.
Matt Perrault was Kirk's first victim.
He was the first. I played a minor role in it.
I would talk to Rob all the time about Matt Perrault. You both felt the same exact way.
I think Kirk was a little more
Wasn't a perfect fit. But that's you know 8 years ago. That's neither here nor there. We could talk about it, but that's neither here nor there.
I just said when it started.
With Rob?
Yeah, Rob has this. Every
you guys were doing shows before
this guy. Yes, we did do a lot of shows together.
Mm-hmm.
I've done more shows with Rob than anybody else in the state.
That's what I'm saying.
He's still my default when Karras will say or Paul will say, who do you want to work with? But the first guy says
I appreciate
Rob.
That.
So?
That's
nice.
Until today.
That Buckley thing is weird, though. Like, what the fuck are you talking
about? No, that's true. That's absolutely true.
I'm
it was just
saying,
it was weird. Like
way
so,
overthinking it,
no, like, we no. Well, I mean, it was weird that you brought it up.
No, no,
like,
no,
so,
no.
It was
it's weird that you brought it up.
No,
you can't say to me conversationally, stop making fun of me on the air.
No,
you know how that's
Kirk.
Gonna end.
Kirk,
that's exactly what
you said. I know, but Kirk, this was 2 years before you brought it up on the
no,
air.
No, it wasn't.
Or a year and a half.
No.
It was. No, it was.
I mean, we could do the timeline, but
it was a year and a half. And
but that's
your
dislike for Buckley, like, rolling
no,
into
no,
something
No, no,
else.
No,
yes, it
no.
Is. Yes, it is.
See, I can't. Everything I say, you guys are saying, like, no, no. I am being as honest as I can. That was a year and a half.
As you can.
As I can, right, as I possibly can. As a year and a half after. It was when I was driving home. And I heard you guys were like had surfaced that. And that call, that was, and I'll admit it, like it was, first of all, it was a different time. And I was surprised because number one, it was a different time where I was like, I wasn't used to getting shit on all the time. So I was surprised it was a year and a half conversation before. And the conversation.
So if you weren't used to getting shit on all the time, why did you reach out to me and say, stop shitting on me?
No, because it was a year and a half before. And when
it was not, Kirk.
And when I talked to you about that, the main impetus for it was that like you were lumping me in with fucking Pete Abraham.
Who gives a shit?
No, I know I don't give a shit now, but at the time I kind of cared. But that was the only time I've ever done that.
You don't care now, so you were wrong to do it.
Yes.
Okay. Well, then
at that time
matter.
I was, but right. but this bizarre.
And you must have known, knowing me, that I was going to save at some point.
A year and a half later?
Whenever. I mean, what do you think? Like,
putting that in your holster?
What do you think? I had Buckley on. I was like, oh yeah, well, I did that.
Kirk, it was immediately after that.
It's not the next day after.
All right, a couple days after.
Come on.
Listen, you aren't going to win this battle. That's the absolute truth.
Rob, when one side of the battle is you called and asked me to stop making fun of you, I've already won the battle.
No, I didn't say.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did.
I said, don't lump me in with Pete Abraham.
No.
That's not how you told on the air. You said you and Pete at school.
Right.
You and Pete Abraham have similarities. That's not one of them. We have many similarities. You called me and you said, I hate doing this. But you said, you know, I drop off my, I think it was Riley, at school. Some of the other dads say, hey, I thought you were friends with him. Why does he make fun of you all the time? Nothing to do with Pete Abraham. You said, why does he make fun of you?
No, it was.
We're going to be honest as we can. That is exactly what happened.
I'm being honest as I can.
None of your friends went up to you and said, hey, Kirk's lumping you in with Pete Abraham.
No.
That did not happen.
That was what you were talking about, the Red Sox or something like that, about like whatever it was. And that was the impetus for it about, like, yeah, you're right. About, like, I was getting, like, oh, the parents, right. I said, yes, I did. And it was also, you're half right. Congratulations. You're half right.
So wait a minute. So I was just wrong. Now I'm right.
No, you're half
right.
No, about how that conversation went.
Right. And I said, you no problem. It'll never happen again.
Listen.
I hung up the phone. I said, what, why did he just do this?
Yeah, you said it'll never happen again.
How'd that go?
Yeah, but you think that was really the case?
But it happened since? And a year and a half later, you surface it.
Crazy.
And I know how you work, Kirk. Steve Buckley on the podcast out of nowhere says, I think you go easy on Rob. Two days later.
Can you believe this
year and a half.
Yes, I can.
2 days later.
I think there's something else going on. There's a bigger thing going on here.
Not true.
Something else.
Not true.
Listen, I understand you're a talented guy. I always said you're a talented guy. You are one of the foundations of the station.
Forget him.
Kirk, when he called me and begged me for a job at Upper Deck Card Company,
right.
and I said, I understood his talent. I understood his talent.
No question. When have I never said I give you credit for? Always.
Right. Exactly.
Always.
So I'm just saying.
You're not part of the morning show mix, Kirk. Like, you're on the casting couch.
Part of it is a natural resentment when somebody goes past someone. That happens.
Is there a natural?
That's happened to me. I would think.
I'm happy for you guys.
And
I'm happy for you. I'm happy. I'm happy for
you're much. Still higher than me on the
for having that mustache.
Happy to him.
And have I ever gave a hint, Kirk? Of that, I know that you keep surfacing this once in a while.
The way you're bagging on Dick from Upton.
No,
I think that's awesome that Dick from Upton is calling
in.
Let
me ask you this: Do you think in the last year or so, when there's been situations for you might have been in a tough spot if I had your back?
Yes.
So then we know where we're at.
Yeah,
I mean, that's not.
An
issue.
I didn't say you didn't.
Right. No, that's what I'm saying.
Kirk, I've never said that.
I know, but I'm saying we know we're fine. The issue is with you and him.
Right. I know.
Our issue is both with mine right now.
Yes.
Good.
Yes.
Mother's not had my back in big spots.
I have not. No.
Well,
never. The Aaron Andrews thing. No. Zero.
What would you do for me?
I tweeted how ridiculous it was.
Oh, thanks.
What else am I going to do?
I followed the time.
I told you, in fact, on the phone, I think this is about to hit the fan.
You did. You were the guy
who said, guess who's got this now?
That's
three or four websites, you're done. Get ready.
That's true. I thought I was fired. But so have we accomplished anything?
Sure. It's always good to
talk. I feel like it's been diffused here. You were as angry as Rob Jordan when you walked in.
Yes. I'm actually more annoyed now, unfortunately.
Why?
Why?
Because nothing's it's going to.
I think we made some progress.
It's not going to take up more of my time than I want.
You can now do what everybody wants to do, and you can now book Chad Jennings on the Red Sox radio.
Jennings will be good.
Show.
Sean McAdam and Gordon Eads are the two guys I really want to focus on.
I want the Rob guys who Rob hates on that.
I can't even put Pete Abe on there. This is never going to go to podcast.
What is the future now? Are you guys both scheduled? You know, I'm on this week, right?
No, it's my show.
Okay, good. Can't wait to hear JP Ricciardi. Yeah, it's been a while.
It'll be excellent.
Sorry about ruining your ratings that night.
What is the future
you
now?
Vellani did plenty of that Friday. What's that?
That was actually really, really, really
What is the Hot Stove Show future?
Have you ever done a bad hour, Rob?
No.
Okay, this is where
I can think of a few.
This is my, that's on the sheet too. Rob's lack of honesty.
What is the future of the Hot Stove Show?
The future is if Rob wants to do it the way he wants to do it, he has to find a different place to do it, is what I would say.
Okay.
We can do it.
Reasonable?
Yeah, I've always said that. I mean, it's his time slot.
Honestly,
see, I feel like I thought we made some progress about 10 minutes ago, but I still feel the tension in the air.
That's not. Mutt is very upset.
No, you're both upset. Don't you?
I'm not.
You
I'm not.
Yes, you
I'm
are.
Admitting
don't
I'm
do, don't do
I'm,
that.
I'm
don't
admitting because
you're both
Rob,
pissed
again,
off at each other.
It's not. Ended.
I know you, and I know him. You're both pissed off at each other.
It's out there now that Rob.
I love Mike. I love Mike.
What I do. That's the problem. This is the issue we now have. Is that Rob?
I love
said
Michael
on the air, on a podcast.
I know you do. You can still be pissed at him.
What?
You can still be pissed at him.
I'm not. I'm honestly not pissed at him.
Pissed at him.
I'm not pissed at him. I love Mutt. I think he's very talented. I understand that's his time slot.
He's not that talented.
Like, it comes back to this, Kirk, exactly what we said before, which was you in the morning show, you guys get pissed. You guys get upset when you don't feel people are invested in your show. It's one of the reasons why, and whether it's that he's owning that time slot or not. So that's one of the reasons you guys are successful in the morning is because
But he thinks he's invested in the show, though.
Right, but
he's
no.
He's saying he's not. He has no evidence.
No. But I don't. I think
no
that.
On-air
I think.
Evidence
I think that Mutt wants.
His
probably wants to
better.
Just to bag that.
What is your dream? What is your? We'll get out of here. I gotta get lunch. What is the dream scenario for the Hutstone? Like, what is your perfect Hutstone?
Not
show?
Do it.
That it's not.
No.
It's
no.
not on 6 to 10. And
no,
if it
forget,
is, we're not
forget,
doing
forget
it
when
the way
it's on.
Done
what
now.
Is it? You're hosting it. What is it?
It is one or two other guys.
Okay.
And just doing a regular baseball talk show for an hour. Not forced around a guest that may or may not matter.
Like, you want to have Alex Cora on, right?
Once during the offseason, yes. We had John Farrell on three times.
Right, he's already been on enough.
Off-season.
I've already heard him enough.
Well, he's not on, that's what I mean. Rob puts him on a weekend show he's on.
Not
he
good.
Wouldn't save
he's
him
not
the
good.
Hot Stove
he's
show.
Not
that
good.
That, that tells you how much Rob's invested in the Hot Stove show. You put Alex Cora on with you and Trenny, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Instead of saving him for the Hot Stove show?
Yes, because that's where he could do it.
Okay.
He couldn't do it
on a Wednesday.
He couldn't do it during the Mike Minansky time slot. I apologize. So.
See, what I mean, there's anger here. There's a little bit of passive aggressiveness. Why don't you get it out now? A couple minutes, let it out.
No, it's good,
say what
man.
You want to say to each other.
I'm totally deferential to Mutt. I mean, I can. There's a difference between actually enacting something and being annoyed by that you just don't want to do the Hot Stove show. You're there, and because Mutt, here's the thing. It's just you wouldn't want if you're saying before and after. Yeah, we got to do this crappy hour. We got to do this Hot Stove show. We got to do it. And I'm not saying you don't put the effort into it. I'm not.
I don't think it's been a crappy hour.
No. But before and after, you don't want to do the show that hour. And I understand it because you rather just have from 6 to 10 your show. I totally.
You want to put it at 9 o'clock and you want a different host on.
No, I was trying. I was trying to come to.
Or you want a 6 o'clock team?
No, I never said.
I
never.
That's how you sell this show.
No, well,
you sold anything in your life? Anything?
I never said that.
You ever sold anything?
I never said that. Yes, I actually have, but okay. I never said that. I never for once said that. Ken was the one that brought that up. I said, we're not doing it. Six, they valued that time slot too much. I said, you know, and this is when my solution, I just tried to offer one, which is if you don't want that hour, and I don't know if you absolutely are going to be bonused and judged on those 4 hours. If that's fine, then that's fine. But if you can cut that off after 3 hours and say, hey, that was the Hot Stove show, that was that ratings, then I'm just saying you don't want to do it, so don't do it.
That's my real estate. That's
okay, then
10,
fine.
I'm not giving that up. You want someone else to host? Thanks. Awesome. Congratulations to you. Do
right,
a different
like
time slot.
Yes. So I just said, you as much as I am saying this, you would feel the exact same way. If someone said, before and after, yeah, this is shitty. I don't want to do it. This is shitty. And I have never I asked for a guest for the first two times. Then
no, you haven't.
Okay, so still,
so what's the issue?
Yeah, so there's still this like
Mazarin.
Right. I mean, I don't have
what are you
it.
Talking about. Right, he did the podcast. He gave you the issue.
Yeah, I did, and I just articulated
what's the issue
again.
He doesn't care.
What?
Do you think his effort's been bad the first 2 hours?
No, I never said his effort.
Of the Hot Stove show?
I never said his effort was bad.
Do you think he's been invested?
I never said he wasn't invested.
But you just said you want to work with somebody else because he's not invested.
Oh, yes. I'm sorry. No.
Defense rests.
Yes, invested is the right word, right? So you know as well as I do, once again, if you have before and after a guy like, if Tang Wei says, I hate to do this, and then after, right after, oh, I hate to do this, you probably aren't feeling great about being in there.
No, but I would say that, but you want him to be invested in a show he doesn't want to do.
Yeah, but that's his deal, man.
But he would be invested if he did the show he wants to do.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yes, but absolutely. Would you be invested?
Oh,
in the show?
I don't know. I would think that he would
or
rather
would you be invested.
I think that he would rather just not do the show altogether.
I don't disagree with that. But would you be invested in the show he wants to do?
Yeah, I'm in there.
So then what's so then what? Right. What this but is on you ultimately, really.
What's that?
This is really ultimately on you.
How?
It's your time.
You make decisions for programming around here. I can't do that. If they tell me it's going to be there.
Have you tried?
No, you could do the hot stove. You could do the hot stove.
Things I'm going to fight about.
You can do the hot stove show for an hour. You can have Rob in there. You can have Tomasi in there. You guys all get along great. You have good chemistry. Do a show. Take some calls occasionally. If there's a guest that you guys want to fight with or disagree with,
I can do it. Sounds like Rob can't.
Why did you say that?
He said he could.
Okay, but he's saying that now. He felt so strongly about it as a podcast, advocating for someone else to host
the show. What, you're obsessed with this podcast?
So now it's changed
a
little 3 days later?
You said somebody else should be hosting a show.
Right. I've said all the same things I've said here. The exact same things.
Right.
The exact same things.
No, you said...
And by the way, Mutt, it was the exact same thing I said to your face on the air. There's nothing new here. Nothing.
Except that you did a podcast about it.
Yes, and I did a 10-minute podcast with you to your face on the air saying the exact same thing. So what's the difference?
I guess there is no difference, Rob. I guess there's no difference.
So that's it. We've accomplished nothing.
Yes.
I mean, nothing. Literally nothing, right? Am I wrong?
I thought this was Friendsgiving.
I mean, am I wrong?
I brought the box of wine.
To be honest, that's what we've accomplished.
Are you annoyed with me?
Yes. A little bit, yeah.
What did I do? I'm going to hear this. Go ahead.
You knew we'd accomplish nothing here. This is never even going to be posted,
posted
on the website.
Tomas is
no
on tomorrow. He's going to react to it.
Came in 4 hours early for this.
You're annoyed with me? What else did I do?
You didn't do anything. Nobody did anything. Everyone's great. Everyone's awesome.
Well, don't be like
awesome.
That. What's your issue? We got a few more
there's
minutes.
There's no issue. But you knew we wouldn't accomplish anything. You knew we'd be more annoyed.
I feel like
that was your goal.
Things.
What do we accomplish?
You don't want to hear this. We have your issues with him. That's fine. So do I. We have our issues with each other. Fine. My thing is, it's your time slot. It's your show. You can do the show you want to do and call it the Hot Stove Show. No one's going to give you any shit for that. That's up to you. You can go to Joey's office and say, Joey, this is the show I'm doing. If you don't like it, pound sand. You can do that.
I don't have the same power.
If you say to Joey, I'm going to do the Hot Stove Show with Rob and John once a week. We're going to talk Red Sox for an hour. We're going to do it the way I want to do it. You think he would object to that?
No. That's what we've done the first 2 weeks. We had moved forward.
Then it's your show. Again, if he has a problem with it, you have to say to him, you can come in every week. We're doing it my way. If you don't like it, leave. You know, I mean, it might
very
not be
well
pleasant,
yes.
But that's the way it goes sometimes.
And it's my prerogative also when someone doesn't want to, like, it's not about the direction.
You can speak up if you'd like.
Right.
Absolutely.
It's not, it's not about the direction so
but
much
it
about
seems
the
to
guest.
Me the way
no,
the power
one second,
structure
one,
is he could tell you the fuck off.
Sure. I've said.
Unless I'm wrong. I don't
listen,
know. Maybe I'm wrong.
Listen, so it's not about the, like, guest or no guest or anything else. It comes back to my problem, Mutt, was the exact thing when I was talking about, which is, if you feel like someone rather do something else, and I'm not saying that there was lack of effort or lack of execution, but if when you feel that, that's when I think all of us, we all take pride in our
job.
I
could be wrong. I might be speaking for you. Would you have a problem? 9 to 10, Hot Stove Show, him, Tomasi, and you guys do the Hot Stove Show the way you want to do it.
Yeah, that's what he wants.
But I'm not going to get out of the way so Ken Laird can host or somebody else.
I didn't say that. I didn't say this.
Yes.
Do you have a problem with that?
No, but if...
Then we're done.
Well, again, the only reason I even brought up the Ken Laird thing was because you know as well as I do, you would rather not do the Hot Stove Show, right?
But,
yes?
Yes, but if it's...
Okay.
But Rob, I'd rather not do some segments of our show.
Sure.
You got to do them sometimes.
Yes, I know.
It doesn't mean you don't try as hard or you don't try to make it as good as you can.
Right.
It's
that's how it came across with Rob, because I might not want
to
do the show in that time slot.
I mean,
I'm not
to go from I doesn't feel like doing it to, hey, leave your show for an hour. I mean, that's a lot.
And that's why I offered this solution, which, again, I've come to understand.
Forget Ken. Fuck Ken's out.
Yes, I've come to understand that he is bonused and judged on those 4 hours.
9 to 10, Hot Stove Show. You do it with him and Tomasi the way you guys want to do it. No, done. Are we not done? What's the issue?
I think we're done.
Is that an issue?
No, I should have been an issue to begin with.
Hold on. Is that a thing where it's not an issue here, but when you and I go have lunch, it's an issue?
I don't want to do the hot. Here's it. Here's it, no. In a nutshell.
Again, you thought we're home free.
In a nutshell, if Mutt wants to,
no one is listening to this podcast at this point.
Nobody.
I don't know that. Who the hell knows?
In a nutshell,
fuck off.
All I want is that if Mutt doesn't want to do the hot stove show.
Okay, one second.
I really didn't want to do it, I would have made it known by now.
Right,
Rob.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, then don't bitch about it before and after. I mean, the passive aggressive Mutt before
and
after.
We're bitching about it together.
About. What? You said an hour and a half podcast.
I know.
About it.
We end.
So then you're doing the same thing.
On the first time.
Because you were asked
show.
About it.
Right. Here's the reality.
No, you did one on your own.
What?
You did the hour and a half podcast on your own about it.
Yes.
You've done 3 hours worth of podcasts.
I know. That's not my choice. None of it was my choice.
Let's pretend for a second.
I wanted to talk about Shohei Ohtani.
Let's pretend for a second that Stan got traded to the Red Sox in the last hour and you didn't know about it. How would you? What would be your explanation to somebody? In a sentence.
I thought this was Friendsgiving.
So 9 to 10 Wednesdays.
Lock it in.
Does anybody actually have an issue with that? Because
And Mutt called me earlier this year and said, I'd rather do it at 9. And what did I say? That's fine.
Did he say that's fine?
Yeah.
So then why are we doing it 9 to 10?
Because we promoted it as 8 o'clock.
Okay. We can. I'm happy to announce it tomorrow, if you'd like, at 8 o'clock with a big audience. We're moving it from 9
to 10. I'm doing it at 8 on Wednesday. It's my show.
That's fine.
This is amazing. No one even knows the show exists.
I care. That's all that
matters.
They
do now.
Tomas
Ghoul's Distinctive Clothing's a big winner.
Great. Fantastic. Sponsored by Milton's, this podcast. The store for men. In Social Plaza and Chestnut Hill. You idiot. We'll announce that tomorrow. Tomasi's in tomorrow. So we're going to make the big announcement. 9 o'clock Wednesdays. I'll check with Joey. And we'll take
care. Joey's okay with it at 9.
So we're done! What the fuck are you talking about?
Why didn't we do it at 9 this past week?
Because we already promoted as 8.
I asked him. We were on the sidelines right after we diagrammed an awesome play at Fenway Park. I said, is it at 8 or 9? And so let's do it at 8.
So you want to do it at 8 o'clock on Wednesday? This Wednesday, the day before Thanksgiving. You want to go and drink with your old friends?
Oh, I'm doing 3 hours of the Pasto show.
Wednesday night at the bars. Fantastic. Starting.
Well, what hours?
I'm going to be there till 10 anyway.
Why?
Because they said you got to, you know, I'm the Thanksgiving
so last
night before.
Week you weren't in, last Wednesday, you weren't until 10. This Wednesday, you are.
Well, he was traveling amazing last Wednesday, works. To be fair.
He came back to do a media football game.
Okay,
he was so tired from that.
And
coaching basketball.
No, Mutt, I said I would stay.
We're going backwards here. I'm here. I'm looking to move forward. I'm trying to get things done. We're a solution show. So 9 o'clock a week from Wednesday is the new Hot Stove show. Correct?
Yes. Lock it in.
And Mike Manansky is the creative director of that show.
7 to 10 on this Wednesday.
That's fine.
It's the Hot Stove
show. And if Rob
does
not want to be part of it, I totally understand. We'll get
Sean. And I think he wants to be part of it. Am I wrong?
Oh, yeah. I love doing it.
Okay.
I love talking. I love being with Mutt.
Okay. And Tomasi's fine, although he doesn't like you, according to Rob.
Yeah, he hates you.
Okay.
He's on team me.
Final words. Mutt, you first.
We've accomplished nothing here. Nobody listened to this. It'll be the lowest rated Enough About Me podcast ever.
The one with Noomi is the lowest rated.
Disagree.
It actually is.
What would you say? Noomi was?
Yeah, he hosted. I was in Ireland. He filled in. He was the guest host.
You had a fill-in guest?
Yeah.
Oh, because you had to do it once a week.
A fill-in host.
You're
welcome.
Has the doing every other week thing.
Can we say this for? I'll go on your podcast, okay? Anytime you want.
You have to say Shohei Ohtani.
Will that be version 7 of the Bradford Show podcast?
I got grumblies
and retool it again.
Grumblies? What did you say?
Grumblies in my tumblies. I want to get lunch. What did you say?
Is that going to be version 7 of the Bradford Show podcast?
You don't have to take passive aggressive shots, okay?
It's the second most popular podcast in the station.
It's not a passive aggressive
After Evergreen,
shot.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Maybe the third most popular show.
But you're being a dick. You're saying nothing's getting accomplished.
I don't think we accomplished.
We just moved it to Wednesday at 9. Yeah. He is acquiesced. I think he's actually given more than you have, frankly.
How long have you known Rob?
About 25 years.
You think Rob is going to call you or Tomasi later and still bitch about this?
That's a legitimate
question.
I don't know.
We didn't accomplish really anything.
But as of right now, so we have the terms done. When Rob's on the road or he's doing his Nesson thing or whatever, you can book whoever you want in that stupid pregame show, correct?
Yes.
That's Mutt's pregame show.
Fine. That's your real estate. And this is 9 o'clock Wednesday, and if Mutt takes ownership of it, you're fine.
That's Mutt's time slot.
You want investment? He's going to give you investment. You're fine with it. Rob.
Yeah, I thought you were looking there.
Okay.
You looked away.
Excellent. Yes.
Foster Brooks.
I fell asleep.
You're invested. You're good.
I'm completely invested.
We're done. So we're done.
9 to 10, Hot Stove Show.
Okay, we're going to have Sean McAdam take a picture after this of you two shaking hands and me in the middle, like Jimmy Carter or Bill Clinton himself. Go ahead, Rob. Go ahead.
You stole my... Go ahead. I had that queued up.
Just do a sweater joke.
I had the Jimmy Carter thing queued
Boat
up.
Trip, anything else? Any other greatest hits? Your six jokes that you've been telling us for years? I'm not funny. Rob's funny. Don't laugh at my jokes.
Laugh
at Rob's.
No, sorry. Yeah, he didn't laugh at all. doesn't laugh at my jokes.
Every Saturday morning, I hear
it's
this.
Like going, hey, how many times can you hear these
bitch about Mustard and Johnson?
All right, well, everything's fine. I could tell it's been diffused. Once sure again, is. Enough About Me is a place of healing. My brothers don't fucking talk after this podcast, but that's okay.
Yeah, how'd that work out?
Not so great. My radio brothers, though, the two men who have meant the most to me in this business, other than Jerry Callahan, Mike Manansky.
Other than Jerry Callahan means more than I do?
I'm going to get all worked up. It's not worth getting him worked up. I'll bring him in for a podcast. It is Enough About Me, episode 70-something. I don't know what it is. Brought to you by my great friends at Milton's, the store for men. We love them. Go there if you can. I go to the one in Chestnut Hill, Square Chestnut Hill. If you're in Braintree, do that as well. We'll be back with Jack McCallum, by the way, which is a big reason why I booked this podcast for a Monday. Jack McCallum is good.
I'm sure it'll be excellent.
But here's the point, though. Would I have Jack McCallum on the radio? This
no,
is kind of proving my
podcast.
Whole point.
Yes.
I'm on the podcast.
There you go.
Sure.
We talked about Unfinished Business, one of the greatest basketball books of all time.
All right. Can't be safe
with this freak. All right, we're done with this. I'm going to get lunch.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.